Like many other halls at the first floor, also this room, called in the old inventories the pre-chamber adjacent to the gallery of statues, presents a rich wall fresco decoration composed of a series of landscapes framed out by a rich architectonic structure. The latter is composed of a base decorated with geometrical frames surmounted by cruciform pilasters adorned with a symbolic portrayal of the wings that represent the Ares family. To complete the decoration is a rich frieze which is almost invisible today. The landscapes depicted are not perfectly preserved and are highly compromised by some useless effects in the 18th century. The setting and choice of figures depicted in this painting seems to greatly resemble the frescoes in the west wing of the building. There is an alternating portrayal of hillsides and woodlands, populated by small figures, many types of animals, and buildings, mostly in ruins, following the typically 17th century taste for fragments of old temples, colonnades, towers and buildings. In this hall, the same author proposes an interesting sequence of small scenes of daily life in which the attentive viewer can see lone fishermen intent on obtaining their food, women washing their own clothes in the waters coming from a rich waterfall, passers-by urging on their donkeys and mules, and monks, with flat footwear, intent on conversing with one another.